Okay. Good morning, everybody. Morning. Welcome to Southeast. I'm going to read the opening scripture, and it comes from Romans 8, 28 through 39. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's pray. God, we just give you thanks for your love. We thank you for calling us and for bringing us out of the crowd, for bringing us here into this church, that we can praise your name, and that we could fellowship together and together move towards imitating your Son, Jesus. And we just ask that in this time you would continue to form us and shape us into his image, and bless this time together, Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, and you guys can stand with us as we sing to the Lord.
Day history, death is beaten, you have rescued me, sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave, life eternal, you have won the day, shout it out, Jesus is alive, he's alive. Forever. to hear the oceans roar. When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ, the risen one. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing of Jesus Christ, the saving one. We can see that God Christ the risen that are mighty. overcome the gates of hell. In the hands of God, we will fall. Rest for the restless and the weary, hope for the sinner. In the hands of God, we stand tall. Hands that are mighty to deliver, giving us freedom.
Christ the solid rock.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless pain, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. Bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. Cry to final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
To pray this and read this aloud with me. If you have a different translation, just follow along. And let's begin. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God.
Okay, this song is based off of when Jesus was walking by the lake and he saw James and John tending the nets.
It was early in the morning, the moon was half asleep, and then my dad, he woke up. He said, sons, it's time to leave. So we got dressed in the darkness, my brother John and me. We got some food and hurried down the street. When we got there to the boat, we already knew what to do. We're fishermen, we catch fish, but we're sanitary too. So we mopped that deck inch by inch, and we washed those dirty nets, wondering what kind of fish we'd get. Now the sun was now arising, and we were almost done. From the beach a man approached us. He called out, James and John. His voice seemed to be familiar, had I heard it in a dream. He said, drop your nets and come now, follow me. He said, drop your nets and come now, follow me. I don't remember why, as we were told. And then my dad, he asked us, where do you think you're going? I tried to explain it to him, and I hope he understands that now I am a fisherman of men. Now I am a fisherman.